USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russian troops have occupied Ukraine's largest nuclear power plant with managers working at gunpoint after a fire caused by their attack was extinguished. Countries around the world swiftly condemned the episode, with the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine warning an attack on a nuclear plant is a war crime, and the United Nations Security Council is convening an emergency meeting. The power plant's six reactors remain intact, though the component auxiliary buildings for reactor unit number one has been badly damaged. The remaining units are being cooled while one is still providing power. The U.S. economy added 678,000 more jobs in February, exceeding economist expectations. It was the best month for job growth since July. The nation has 2.1 million jobs to go before hitting the February 2020 level and recouping all positions lost in the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
This is brought to you by Accenture. Companies today are using automation and artificial intelligence to reinvent their business processes and gain a competitive advantage. Bringing intelligence to automation is helping companies make better business decisions while also creating better employee and customer experiences. The Automation Advantage, a new book written by top automation experts at Accenture, is a practical how-to guide to using intelligent automation to drive business performance and growth. Accenture Chief Strategy Officer Bhaskar Ghosh explains how automation is benefiting companies everywhere.
When you talk about the intelligent automation, we are talking about the differentiated experience. We are talking about the superior decision-making in the organization. We are talking about the growth of the business.
Learn what automation can do for your business by reading The Automation Advantage, available now from major booksellers and at www.accenture.com/automationadvantage.
Ways to be more energy independent are happening throughout the United States. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Wind and solar energy production is setting records in the United States. A new report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance shows that renewable energy resources accounted for 13% of the country's power last year. That's the highest ever and is a 4% increase from 2020.
Gas prices are continuing to climb through the roof. AAA now finds the national average price for regular at $3.87 per gallon, up 11 cents in one day. Prices are now more than 40 cents higher than a month ago. Increasing demand, falling domestic gasoline stocks, and skyrocketing crude oil prices are driving the runaway prices. Gasoline is also a dollar higher than one year ago, and U.S. crude oil is selling for more than $110 per barrel. Stay updated anytime, 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Alabama soon could become the latest state to allow people to carry concealed handguns in public without first getting a permit. The Alabama Senate voted 23-6 for the House-passed bill that would abolish the current permit requirement. The legislation now returns to the House of Representatives, where members will decide whether to accept Senate changes to the bill. The proposal is championed by gun rights advocates who call it constitutional carry and argue that people should not have to get a permit, which requires background checks and a fee, to carry a concealed handgun. Opponents, including state sheriffs and others in law enforcement, say the permits help combat crime and enhance public safety. The Department of Homeland Security announced in a press release that it would designate Ukraine for temporary protected status, allowing Ukrainian foreign nationals to remain in the country legally for the next 18 months. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Russia's premeditated and unprovoked attack on Ukraine has resulted in an ongoing war, senseless violence, and Ukrainians forced to seek refuge in other countries. In these extraordinary times, we will continue to offer support and protection to Ukrainian nationals in the United States. Detroit's big three automakers now have said they will allow auto workers to stop wearing masks at workplaces where the CDC officials have said it's safe to do so. General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler parent Stellantis NV said in a joint statement they will adopt the new guidance allowing workers at U.S. facilities not to wear those masks regardless of COVID-19 vaccination status. This is USA Radio News.